podcast for all your running needs.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Chris, he was a terminally happy guy. Then he ate a moldy pumpkin pie. Chris, he thought that he just couldn't die. Then he laughed so hard it made him cry.
What? Oh, I only get to do the talking part? Rats. Okay. Welcome to the Run, Run, Live podcast. The podcast for runners, wannabe runners, and mid-packers of all shapes and sizes who just want to strap on their favorite pair of shoes and get out there. This is not Chris, your host. This is Barb, Kelowna girl, and I get to be guest announcer this week. How cool is that? I learned if you hang out on Twitter long enough, Chris will ask you to be his guest announcer. He might even talk you into doing your own podcast. So, when you're done listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast, come and visit me at Kelowna Girl Tries, the podcast for rookie triathletes. You can find me on iTunes or at kelownagirltries.blogspot.com. And you'll get to hear all about my running, my shin splints, and my swimming and biking. And maybe you might even get motivated to do a triathlon yourself someday. So, whenever and wherever this episode finds you, I hope you're doing great. And I hope you're getting your run in today. I know I'm getting my run in. You ready to have some fun? Come on then, let's go for a run. Or a bike ride. Or maybe a swim. Or we could lift weights. How about a core workout?
Buddy the Blues Singer, take one. I think I might. I got my harp upside down. Hold on.
All right, guys. Welcome to episode 60. I love that sort of Roman numeral thing. And we're just going to keep it brief here because I've been I've been so busy. I'm going to opt for, if I don't just keep this brief, I'm not going to get it out this week. But I got a great guest today. Her name is Mary McManus, and she's going to talk about how she recovered from polio to become a marathon, to be running the Boston Marathon this year. Very inspirational story. And then I'm going to intersperse in there a bunch of audio that I meticulously took as I ran to work and back this week on my Run to Work Ultra, which was 17 and a half miles in, 17 and a half miles out in my normal working day, and just did it for fun. Yes, it's a challenge. It's an adventure. I'm not a psychopath. It's just an adventure, and everything came off okay. It also works as my last long run for Atlanta. Then Atlanta will be a long run for Boston, and everything's cool, man. Hope you guys are having a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy. On with the show.
Hey folks, Chris. About 10 to 6. Heading out for another run to work. Difference being we lost an hour. So it's pretty damn dark out. I'm sure my wife would be up yelling at me if she knew I was running to work. I just don't tell her. Makes it easier. So, she'll figure it out when she gets up and the car is still there. So it's about 21 degrees. Gonna be 47 this afternoon. I'm just leaving my house. I'll be going through. So we got about 4 inches of snow yesterday again. It's a lot of black ice on the road. It's supposed to be 47 later. I'm going to try to run home. Quite a logistical challenge, this whole running to work thing. Because if you think about that, 21 versus 47, you don't need a separate set of clothes to run. So, you know, at the end of the day, it ends up being, you need a full kit of clothes at one end, both work and running clothes, and all the accoutrement. Right, so this morning I got up, and both of my sashes of Aquaphor, which is stuff I rub on my pony bits, is at work. So I had to use some old Vaseline. Hopefully that'll hold up. Feel a little achy. We'll take it slow. See how it goes. See ya. Hey, good morning. Here we go. I'm about 5-6 miles in. I'm running way too fast. Just a road, so a lot of black ice this morning. And the sun isn't up yet. Been a lot of cars coming in my direction. And frankly, it's been a little treacherous. I've been spending a lot of time in the snowbank. I'm feeling tight because of it. One of the things that, for these long runs, you like to be relaxed. I always wonder why runners get so upset when the weather's not perfect or, you know, there's some little wrinkle in their run. It's because you want to have your head in the game, you know? There's a lot to it. But here we go, up the hill. If I can get through this little bit here, and everything's pretty cool once I get up to Carlisle. The sun comes up. I certainly don't feel as strong as it did last time. There certainly seems to be a lot more traffic. People with school vacation. I'm powering up a hill here. School vacation last time. Alright, I'll check in another 6. Oh. So I'm crossing the Concord River. Apologies for the car noises. Got a little duckies out there. Nice blue sky. Sun's just coming up. About 10 miles in, man, I'm tired. This is a hard run this morning. Hard run. Spent a lot of time in the snowbank. Had a car beep at me. Of course, I told them to F off, but I'm out about an hour 20, which is one Fidipidations. And I'm listening to a sermon on Catholicism right now by Steve Renner. I'm pretty tired, but I guess I've been going pretty fast. I don't know, what am I? Hour 20, it's 2 hours. Hour 20, it's 80. Yeah, so I've been running like 8-minute miles, which considering all the snowbanks I've been in, I've been moving too fast, so I'll walk a little bit now. And I get about 7 miles in, but the last 7 miles a lot easier. Up until this point, the roads are real, real narrow. It's dark and icy. And I don't know how I'm going to ride my bike on this road in the morning. It's pretty hairy. Roads beat the crap, too. So, we'll see ya. Alright. It's Chris. We have about 2.5 miles to go. That's cold, man. Can't believe it's going to be 47 this afternoon, yet I'm picking ice out of my beard here, and the traffic's horrible. I'm up on the sidewalk, which is tough because there's 2 inches of snow on the sidewalk, so I'm doing a little extra work here, which is kind of tough when you've already been out 15 miles or so. But I don't want to get out there where the dry road is, so I get my ass kicked. Whew. So I'm running by the entrance, the landlocked forest here, under the highway. Pretty ugly run. I mean, if it wasn't for the cars, it'd be nice. I mean, you could say with a straight face that my 17 miles is mostly scenic country New England roads. But the footnote under the asterisk would be filled with cars going 65 miles an hour with an espresso with one in one hand, cell phone in the other, and doing their lips and eyebrows with their feet, steering with their knees. Yeah, you get the visual. All right, man. All right, that's it. This guy's giving me the stink eye. Yeah, I'm talking to myself. So, yeah, I'm in. Walking to my office. Pulled up a little early here, so I get a little walk-in. My legs are tight, so probably only doing like 17 even. What's the chrono say? The chrono says 223.59. So, of course, you round down to 220 from there, right? Guys got to remember the rules of long-distance running. Always round down. Always round down the time. Round up the miles. And the wind's always in your face, and it's always uphill. So, yeah, that was actually the first time I ran to work. It was really easy, and this time it was quite hard, quite difficult. About 10 miles, I was real tight this morning. And, probably I made another wonderful nutritional choice last night. I'll have to apologize to Vegan Mom, but I had myself a nice, big, tasty steak last night for dinner with some mashed potatoes. Went out to dinner because it was my 24th wedding anniversary. And, of course, weddings are like long runs, right? It's not always easy. You just got to put your head down and push through sometimes. So, so I just focused on keeping my form and trying to relax. I think what got me here is it's cold again, like 20 degrees out. And I know I'm whining. That didn't really bother me, but the traffic was really heavy today. And so it was dark out for the first hour of my run on these windy little back roads with cars coming at me. So I was basically running scared. So with the adrenaline, I think I was doing race pace, which I shouldn't have been, you know. So by the time I got halfway through the run to work, I was a little tired, so just had to, nothing hurts. I just had to watch my form straighten up, make sure I wasn't hunching over. And the sidewalks weren't plowed. It was about 4 inches, 3-4 inches of snow. Thick snow. It wasn't bad. I'm in. Now the trick's going to be to see how I feel for turning around and running home tonight. So I'll have to make sure I leave when there's plenty of sunlight. Good news is now there's plenty of sunlight in the afternoon. We'll have to. That's going to supposedly be 50 degrees and sunny. So I don't know. The I'd say it's about 30 now. The ice is just starting to melt. Where they got the salt down, so just near freezing somewhere. Head into my office. It's 8:20, and the lights aren't on yet, so I'll be the first one in the office. he runs 17 and a half miles to work and still beats everybody else in. Go down, do a nice long stretch, take a shower. I gotta get some protein in. I think I'll chuff down a power bar just to get a jump start on that. And I'm a little pretty light on water too. I ran out of water about 13 miles in. And I suppose I could have pulled over into a store or a gas station or something, filled up my bottle, but I didn't. I can make it. So, another day, another run.
And now for our featured interview.
And we're back. Mary?
Yes, I'm here, Chris.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Am I okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay, too. Sound a little bit far away, but that's okay.
Okay.
So tell us who you are and what you're doing and why we're talking.
Well, Chris, it's been an amazing journey. I never ran in my life until a year ago.
So anyhow, you have in 1959... You came down with polio, and people don't know, my generation, mm-hmm. I'm 47, and my generation, there was no polio, right?
That's right.
And people don't know, this is what Franklin Delano Roosevelt had as a kid, and that's why he was getting pushed around in a wheelchair and had to work his way up to crutches and that sort of thing. And it was very common before they came up with a vaccine in the 50s. And they vaccinated the whole world, essentially. There's still some pockets left in Western Africa, I think, where they don't like vaccines.
Yes.
But for the most part, the World Health Organization declared polio eradicated.
Mm-hmm.
But you came down with it.
I did.
And you said you were essentially paralyzed and worked your way through school and then had this sort of epiphany two years ago. 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. In December of 2006, I was diagnosed with post-polio syndrome, and I went to the Spalding Rehab International Rehab Center for Polio in Framingham.
Okay.
And they made the definitive diagnosis. I had heard about post-polio syndrome and had a hunch that that's what was going on with me. And so I actually went back into a short leg brace. I was walking with a cane. When I traveled, went through the airports and everything, my daughter would push me in a wheelchair. And I basically, life as I had come to know it, working as a social worker and sort of taking care of the world, came to a screeching halt. And it was the greatest challenge and the greatest blessing in my life, because I realized that my life needed to take a new direction. Spalding told me that I really needed to quit my full-time job and I could go on disability, but I knew that wasn't the path for me, and I discovered the gift of poetry. And the amazing thing about writing poetry is that it actually inspired my body to heal, along with the intensive rehab and then working with a personal trainer. But my first poem that I wrote after I was diagnosed is called Running the Race.
And so this is essentially a manifestation of your, stop me if I'm wrong, but a manifestation of your mind-body connection?
Yes,
where
absolutely.
Where you used your mind either subliminally or not, but you used your mind subconsciously or not to get your body to do something.
That's exactly what happened. I was visualizing. One of the lines in the poem was, in my mind's eye, I'm winning a 10K race. And I had no idea at that time, Chris, because I was in a leg brace and using a cane and wasn't sure if we were going to have to adapt our home because I wasn't able to climb stairs all that well. This was in February of 2007, that I was ever going to be putting on a pair of running shoes.
Yeah, and the doctors probably weren't helpful either. You know, they're sort of, yeah, they want you to just sort of deal with it, right?
God bless them. Absolutely. They gave me wonderful exercises to do. From the doctor's side of the house, I had a physical therapist at Spalding Rehab downtown, and she really was encouraging me to take risks and to get stronger and to really not think of myself as having post-polio. She just would talk about realigning my body, and she helped me do Pilates, and we did some strength training, the beginnings of strength training. And then once Spalding said, you know, you do this on your own and you continue to kind of build very gently, I on my own hired a personal trainer, and we went completely against the conventional wisdom of the treatment for post-polio syndrome and started lifting weights. I started doing more intensive cardio using a stationary bike. And Janine Hightower is my personal trainer of Boston Homebodies. She is amazing. She is so gifted. And she really kept saying, you know we can do this. You know you can get stronger. You are too young to not be able to get off a low seat. And I started doing squats and doing push-ups and doing all these things, Chris, that this body had never done in its first however many years. And then last February, after I had reached my initial health and fitness goals, she said, what do you want to do now? And I said, oh, wow, I think I want to learn how to dance. I want to feel free in my body. I want to take this outside. And the next words that fell out of my mouth were, and I want to run the Boston Marathon for Spalding Rehab.
All right. And so to make a long story short, you're running this year?
I am running this year, Chris. I am running this year. We're up to, we've done 19 miles on our long runs. Friday we'll be doing 20. And I've been doing hills and speed drills, and I've run the Hyannis Half Marathon.
All right.
And finished.
Did you see? was Bill Rogers down there this year?
Yes, I got to meet him and Frank Shorter.
Yeah. And Frank Shorter, yep.
Yep, and they signed my number and signed posters for us, and I met Team Hoyt, Dick and Rick.
Oh, yeah, Dick and Rick, they come out and they do my 10K out in Groton. You're going to have to come up and run my 10K in Groton.
All right, when is it?
It's a week after the marathon. You'll be walking again by then.
Oh, my God. You know, everyone's telling me that after I do the marathon, I'm going to start saying what's next.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why, you know, I do ultra marathons now.
Do you really, Chris?
I ran 35 miles yesterday. I decided I was going to run to work, and then I did that once, and I said, well, that wasn't so hard. I'm going to run to work and then run home. So it's 17 and a half miles in each direction.
And are you running Boston this year?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to run. This will be my 11th Boston.
Wow.
But I'm not real fast. I'm just on the borderline of qualifying, so it's just something I do for fun. It sounds like you must have had some amazing revelations because you had never done anything athletic before.
Mm-hmm.
When you started to feel, you know, your muscles, and polio itself is a neuromuscular degeneration, right? So
mm-hmm.
it's the nerves and the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And so your nerves, it's not just building muscle and tendons and bones. Your nerves had to essentially create connections that weren't there before. How did it do that?
Well, I would lay in bed in the morning before I got up, and I would visualize the nerves regenerating and connecting to the muscles. I knew what the horn cells looked like,
yeah.
which are the cells that are affected, and I would invite God into my spinal cord and ask God to please heal and reconnect. And it's I imagine God as an electrician who was
okay.
helping to rewire and reconnect everything. And
yep.
whenever I would work out with Janine, she would educate me about what muscles, what nerves, how everything was working. So it was very powerful both to experience it and then to meditate and to visualize and to just open up every cell in my body to the power of healing.
Yep, it just shows you the power. People will laugh at you when you talk about visualization, but it's very powerful. And by the way, all professional athletes do that.
Mm-hmm. And
so.
There's been studies done that they'll have athletes sit and imagine themselves running a race, and the same muscles and neurons will fire as if they are actually running the race. So the mind can't distinguish between what's happening and what you're visualizing, what you're imagining. So I have run the Boston Marathon about 300 times in my mind's eye.
Have you gone out and you know, driven the course and,
mm-hmm.
and you know what all the stuff is, so you know where all the downhills that it's the downhills that eat you up on that course, not the uphills.
Mm-hmm. That's what everybody's been telling me. So we're just going to start out really slowly.
When you do your tempo work, you want to do some long tempo downhills. Find a half mile or a three quarter mile downhill somewhere and just practice running down it lightly. Visualize in your head that you're running lightly.
Okay.
And you know, instead of braking, have good turnover and let gravity be a helpful force as opposed to a braking force, right?
Mm, okay.
Because what happens is people don't realize they're running so much downhill in the first 17 miles of the race.
Mm.
And then when they hit Newton and they come up out of Newton Lower Falls, their quads are trashed.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get the heartbreak, they can't move their they can't lift their legs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really the downhills that pound people, not the uphills.
Mm.
So there you go. There's my tip.
Thank you.
So you're gonna be running Boston. That's so cool.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting. And I'm not doing this alone because when my husband and my daughter heard of my crazy plan, they said, "Ooh, we want to run too." And my husband used to run 10Ks. Before we had kids, and our kids are now 21, and my daughter was a self-proclaimed couch potato, and I gave her a gift certificate to my personal trainer for Christmas, and she said, back then, she would have preferred Cole, And she loves to swim and walk, but on her own terms and in the summer. And God bless her, she is a beast. She's just amazing. And she can run 13-minute miles on long distance. She did the 17.2-mile Miracle for Miles run for Children's, which we all did, and she did a 13-minute mile. Last Saturday, she did the 19 miles because she can't run on Friday. We had to switch up our schedule because we're having a fundraiser this Saturday. But she ran for 19 miles. She did a 13-minute mile. And this is a young lady who would never have considered herself as an athlete, nevertheless an endurance runner. So we've all been transformed by this amazing journey that I've been on, and it's just been really, really exciting, thrilling, fun, grueling, every adjective to describe it.
Yeah, you're going to love the marathon, and I think you'll want to keep doing them, because every time you put your toes on the line on a marathon, it's a new adventure. You don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it unravels, it unrolls, the race unrolls like an adventure. And so, you know, every mile is a different mile, and it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you got the mental part licked, you've got it in the bag.
I think that having gone through the experience of so many physical challenges in my life and then being able to overcome them and use my powerful mind is really going to help me on Marathon Monday. I know without a doubt, with every shred of my being, that I will be crossing that finish line. And I know we all will be. We've prepared physically, mentally, spiritually, and we've run a lot of different road races. We did the tough 10-mile turkey trot out in Marlboro right after Thanksgiving, and that is all hills. And it's all up and down hills, and the last mile, mile 8 to 9 is one big uphill. Mm-hmm. And then you still have mile 9 to 10 to go. And I said my goal for that day was that I wanted to run, I said, a 15-minute mile, I'll be thrilled. And we did it under a 15-minute mile, and it started sleeting at about mile 8. So we not only had to deal with the run and everything, but also the elements. So we've been out in every type of weather. We've run in snow. We don't run in ice. Wind chill. So our bodies, we ran in the heat last summer. So I am praying for temperate weather for just a perfect running day on April 20th.
Sometimes we get some heat, and that's really the bad bit. For people like us from Massachusetts, because you've been training in the cold and then you hit the heat,
mm-hmm.
It feels, you know, it's just, it drags on you. But let me think here. So you're going to be running like a 6.5-hour marathon?
We're hoping, yeah, absolutely, because I'll be well rested. We're going to do a 3-week taper.
That's great.
Yeah. And so.
What's your long run going to be?
21.
21? Good for you.
You got
to visualize running through that wall around Heartbreak, because Heartbreak's going to be at about 21 for you. That's going to be hard because you're going to be hitting that point of no return.
So we have Johnny Kelly's spirit with us, Chris.
Yeah, you got to visualize that bit. Visualize running strong up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. And the crowds are amazing.
Yeah, I got a friend who has visual problems, and the marathon organization really supports him when he goes out to run the marathon. He doesn't have the guide, but he has, you know, they offered to give him a guide, and they were very, very supportive. Have you found the marathon organization and the charity organization real supportive?
Oh, absolutely. And our personal trainer who is assigned to our team is Dominic D'Amico. He's run, do you know him?
No, it sounds familiar.
He's run, I think, 17 Bostons.
Yeah.
And he has been absolutely amazing, mapping our long runs, we start at Marathon Sports, and he sends us out, and we cover the marathon route, and he's just been so, so amazingly supportive, just wonderful. And Spalding, you know, I said, I'm not that fast, but I who knows what's going to happen on race day. You know, I claim to God I'm going to run in six and a half hours, and I said, you, the after party, that's going to go on for a while, right? And our event coordinator said, oh, my God, don't even give that a second thought. You're doing more than most people can say they've ever done in their life. And everybody's just been so, so supportive. And I feel so blessed. I'm surrounded by love and prayers. And we are at over $7,000. We want to raise at least $9,000.
Okay. Give us the web links for your charity you're running for.
It's www.firstgiving.com/TeamMcManus. And
that's MCManus.
Mm-hmm. And this Saturday, if anyone out there is from Massachusetts, we're having a fundraiser at Brookline High School from 7 to 9 p.m. We're having an evening of a cappella music to benefit Spalding Rehab's Team McManus. So that's really exciting, and we're hoping for a great, great turnout. The whole Brookline community and Brookline High School has just been, again, we've been so blessed with all the support and the way everything's come together. And Ball in the House, a professional a cappella group, said, oh, yeah, we'll do a concert for you. And I've met so many amazing people, runners. It's an amazing community, Chris. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's something about the natural selection process of running a marathon. It's about all the grumpy people. So that's Saturday night, the 14th of March, 2009, in Brookline, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Brookline High School.
So after the marathon, what are you going to do besides coming up the next week and running the Groton Road Race? What else are you going to do?
Well, it's very exciting because April is National Poetry Month, and this is not a running thing per se, but I'm doing a book signing in Putnam, Connecticut at Wonderland Books. And what I'm really hoping, Chris, is that I'm going to be on the talk show circuit. I'm going to be on the lecture circuit as a motivational, inspirational speaker. I met with the representative from Mizuno, and
yep.
I shared my story with him, and he said that he would love to have me come to events that Mizuno is doing, and to share my story with other runners, with other people. And I have a second book that I've been, I have it in the oven, so to speak, a second book of poetry, inspirational poetry. So I'm going to work on that. And then look for road races. We're going to do the Team Hoyt Road Race in May. And
okay.
There's a couple of 5Ks out there this summer that we're looking at. And then in the fall, we'll do the Corrib Pub 5K again. And the Tufts 10K, and you know, do the whole cycle. And the other thing is that I love running. I absolutely love running. And when I have no idea what it's going to feel like to taper, because we've been into this for a year now.
Yep.
But I will not miss those long, long, long training runs. That I know.
Yeah, if you do it right, and it sounds like you've done your training right. The taper's sort of irrelevant. You could stop running right now and show up at Boston and be fine. You've got the training in the bag. But if you do it right, you end up standing at the starting line feeling like a coiled spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just so much energy. You just feel like a god or goddess. So hopefully I'll hook up with you at some point. We're running out of time here, so.
Okay.
The other thing we met through Just Finish.
Yes.
JustFinish.com, Team Just Finish, with my friend Kevin over there, so we'll give them a shout-out. And your book of poetry can be found at where?
You can go to my website, www.newworldgreetings.com, and you can buy it through there. It's also wherever books are sold. It's called New World Greetings, Inspirational Poetry and Musings for a New World, and it's just chock-full of healing poetry. and hopefully it will inspire others who may be going through physical challenges and help them heal as well. And who knows what lay in the future. I always tell people, you know, when you're going through a physical crisis, and I've also networked with a lot of polio survivors, Chris, and they see me and I said, you know, I don't know what's in your future, but you, no matter what, you can have a great quality of life and feel good about yourself no matter where you're starting or, you know, where the starting line is. So it's been a great journey, Chris.
All right. I look forward to hearing your update from Boylston Street.
All right. And we'll definitely try to meet. And all runners get to www.justfinish.com. It's a great community.
All right. We'll see you later.
Chris. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, so run to work part two. Just leaving my office. It's 4:45. Oh, that's a bad thing. I was hoping to get out here earlier. It means I'll more than likely be at home in the dark. I don't want to have to push it, given that I'm running 5 miles. But hey, that's what always works with me. So, I feel too bad. I was sleepy today, but I think it was more from the time change. Tried to make sure I got another 500 calories or so during the day of good simple carbs, power bars, that sort of stuff. Make sure I ate okay. Now I'm just gonna go up at home, see how I feel. I got a couple of more gels with me. The old ones, the vanilla bean goose that I hate. That's why I use them on my training runs. So I can eat anything. I'd rather use stuff I like in races. I'm not wearing my sweater now because the heat came on. But it's not that warm out. As long as it stays above 35 or so, I'll be okay. Got a long sleeve tee. Instead of my fuzzy hat, I got one of my Boston racing caps on. And I got a pair of gloves. Please keep your head and your hands warm. You're usually okay. So, all right, we'll check in. So I'm 40 minutes into leg two here. I'm actually out running the traffic, the rush hour traffic. Ha 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 ha. Feeling pretty beat up. Had to stop twice and work a cramp out of my left quad. Feeling pretty heavy, so this is going to take me a while to get home. May have to work in a lot more walking, but we'll see. You know, it's the thing with ultra and distance running is that, you know, it changes. You get your highs and your lows. It's part of why you train, is you work through the lows, and you learn how to do that. And surely it'll be a mile from here, and I'll be running like gangbusters. So it's also a little nippy. Sun's going down. All I got is a t-shirt on, a long sleeve technical shirt. So I'm going to shoot a goo here. See if that perks me up a little. All right, out. 40 minutes in. I'll check in the next 40 minutes. Hey man, this is Chris in Carlisle Center coming down off the back. Just noticed something that I didn't notice this morning. This morning I didn't notice that I was running downhill most of the way. But this evening I'm certainly noticing that I've been running uphill since Burlington. But not bad, you know, not steep stuff. The steep stuff's coming up. So I'm probably an hour and 25 minutes in. I had to stop because my phone was ringing. Thought it might be my wife having a tizzy, but it wasn't. Just somebody, you know, work stuff. But, my iPod died. Froze to death. I couldn't listen to a podcast anyhow because there's so much car noise. I just haven't listened to music, but music is good when you need inspiration. The legs feel great. That little uphill coming up, just a little like 1% rolling uphill up through Carlisle is very nice. I'm holding a great pace. So I'm taking a little walk now. Probably got 7 miles or so to go. I got the big hills coming. Ups and downs. But sun's going to set on me pretty soon. It's pretty overcast, so I won't get what they call the sun glow or whatever that period after the sunset is. but feeling pretty good. My nipples are going to start bleeding pretty soon, but c'est la vie. C'est la nip. Just working up a little sweat. Not too bad. All right, that's 2 minutes or so, so I'm going to pick it up, see if I can bring this bad boy home. Just suck down another goo. Feeling okay, so we'll see what happens. I probably got a crash in my future, but hasn't found me yet. So I passed the 26-mile mark someplace back there. I didn't see any line. I didn't see any screaming fans. So, must have missed it. Later. All right. Last turn. Just turned on the Powers Road, maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles to home and comfort food, and a fuzzy dog named Buddy, and legs are a little wobbly, but hey, what the hell do you expect? Pretty happy with the pace I've been keeping. I'm about 2:09 here, which, by God, that puts me in under 2:30 if I hold this pace. Don't walk too long. Which is outstanding, considering it's basically uphill from my office, 17 and a half miles. Now, those last couple hills were a little burdensome, and it is pretty dark now, so I'm having to watch the cars coming at me. They're still seeing me. You can tell when they see you, because they slam on the brakes and swerve and shout swears. So, but, you know, if they don't see me, then I make like a snow fairy and jump in the bank. So, I haven't found any money. Usually this time of year when the snow melts, you find cool stuff that fell out of people's cars, you know? Every once in a while, you'll find a nice, dirty $20 bill. That's always nice. All right. Talk to you when I get to my driveway. Ciao. How's my good dog? Oh, trapped in the house all day. Poor guy. And look at me, I'm out running. Now let me out. I'll let you out. You're such a nice dog. I'll come out with you. How was your day? So that's it. 35 miles or so. 34 to 35. Who really keeps track anyhow? Ultra, done. My last mile was a little wobbly. But, you know, when you can smell the finish line, there was a little bit of an uphill there coming up Powers Road. That was, you know, with the sundown. Trouble with these roads around here is there's no shoulder, and the cameras are all bad, and they're all beat to crap from the winter. And there's snow and mud and stuff, so it's, when your legs get really, really tired, it's hard to keep your turnover going because you're afraid to step wrong. But yeah, just brought it in under, just under 2:30, which isn't bad considering the uphill in the second half, you know. So, I can run a marathon right now if you separate them by 9 hours of work. Alright, that was fun. Now into the ice bath. Eat some protein. Bye.
Be your superhero. Hey folks, this is Chris. I don't want to tax you for the end of episode 60, so we're just going to let it slide out gracefully. Going to run the New Bedford Half Marathon this weekend. I'm going to drive down on Sunday with a group called the Goon Squad in their limousine to the race. And I'm going to talk to them, so they'll be on next week. And I got some good stuff coming up. And then the following weekend, so I'm going to do that. That's a half marathon. Following weekend, I'll do a 10 or 12, and then I'll go out to Atlanta, run that ING Georgia Marathon, which I think they still have some slots for if you want to come down. You're going to be around. Let's go. Pick me out, and we'll chat. And then after that, a couple weeks after that, we'll go to Boston. Everything's cool. And a week after that, we got the Groton Road Race. I've been super busy, so, you know, let's just take it out. What have I got for music for you? Tonight's music is some more blues by Charlie Musselwhite, and it's called 38 Special. Enjoy. See you next week, and I'll see you out there.
Baby, you know
for listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast. Comments and suggestions can be made on our listener comment line at 206-339-7804 or via email at chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. That's our website. Go to the website, check it out for articles and my blog and other great stuff. If you would like to be on the show or have a suggestion as someone you would like me to have on the show, drop me a line, and I will see you out there.
Run, Run, Live, the podcast for all your running needs.